Book 6, Canto 2, Section 2. Then, after a silence, Narad made reply, tuning his lips to earthly sound, he spoke, and something now of the deep sense of fate weighted the fragile hints of mortal speech. His forehead shone with vision solemnized, turned to a tablet of supernal thoughts, as if characters of an unwritten tongue had left in its breadth the inscriptions of the gods. Bare in that light, time toiled his unseen works, detected the broad-flung far-seeing schemes. Unfinished, which his eoned flight unrolls, were mapped already in that world-wide look. Was then the sun a dream because there is night? Hidden in the mortal's heart, the eternal lives. He lives, secret in the chamber of thy soul. A light shines there, nor pain nor grief can cross. A darkness stands between thyself and him. Thou canst not hear or feel the marvelous guest. Thou canst not see the beatific sun. O Queen, thy thought is a light of the ignorance. Its brilliant curtain hides from thee God's face. It illumines a world born from the inconscience, but hides the immortal's meaning in the world. Thy mind's light hides from thee the eternal's thought. Thy heart's hopes hide from thee the eternal's will. Earth's joys shut from thee the immortal's bliss. Thence rose the need of a dark intruding god, the world's dread teacher, the creator pain. Where ignorance is, there suffering too must come. Thy grief is a cry of darkness to the light. Pain was the firstborn of the inconscience, which was thy body's dumb original base. Already slept there, pain's subconscient shape. A shadow in a shadowy tenebrous womb, till life shall move, it waits to wake and be. In one call with joy came forth the dreadful power. In life's breast it was born, hiding its twin. But pain came first, then only joy could be. Pain ploughed the first hard ground of the world drowse. By pain, a spirit started from the clod. By pain, life stirred in the subliminal deep. Interned, submerged, hidden in matter's trance, awoke to itself the dreamer, sleeping mind. It made a visible realm out of its dreams. It drew its shapes from the subconscient depths, then turned to look upon the world it had made. By pain and joy, the bright and tenebrous twins, the inanimate world perceived its sentient soul. Else had the inconscient never suffered change. Pain is the hammer of the gods to break a dead resistance in the mortal's heart, his slow inertia as of living stone. If the heart were not forced to want and weep, his soul would have lain down content, at ease, and never thought to exceed the human start, and never learned to climb towards the sun. This earth is full of labor, packed with pain. Throes of an endless birth coerce her still. The centuries end, the ages vainly pass, and yet the Godhead in her is not born. The ancient mother faces all with joy, calls for the ardent pang, the grandiose thrill. For with pain and labor, all creation comes. This earth is full of the anguish of the gods. Ever they travail, driven by time's goad, and strive to work out the eternal will and shape the life divine in mortal forms. His will must be worked out in human breasts against the evil that rises from the gulfs, against the world's ignorance and its obstinate strength, against the stumblings of man's pervert will, against the deep folly of his human mind, against the blind reluctance of his heart. The spirit is doomed to pain, till man is free. There is a clamour of battle, a tramp, a march. A cry arises like a moaning sea, a desperate laughter under the blows of death, a doom of blood and sweat and toil and tears. Men die that man may live and God be born. An awful silence watches tragic time. Pain is the hand of nature sculpturing men to greatness. An inspired labor chisels with heavenly cruelty an unwilling mold. Implacable in the passion of their will, lifting the hammers of titanic toil, the demiurges of the universe work. They shape with giant strokes their own. Their sons are marked with their enormous stamp of fire. Although the shaping God's tremendous touch is torture unbearable to mortal nerves, the fiery spirit grows in strength within and feels a joy in every titan pang. He who would save himself lives bare and calm. He who would save the race must share its pain. This he shall know who obeys that grandiose urge. The great who came to save this suffering world and rescue out of time's shadow and the law must pass beneath the yoke of grief and pain. They are caught by the wheel that they had hoped to break. On their shoulders they must bear man's load of fate. Heaven's riches they bring. Their sufferings count the price, or they pay the gift of knowledge with their lives. The Son of God, born as the Son of Man, has drunk the bitter cup, owned Godhead's debt, the debt the Eternal owes to the fallen kind. His will has bound to death and struggling life that yearns in vain for rest and endless peace. Now is the debt paid, wiped off the original score. The Eternal suffers in a human form. He has signed salvation's testament with his blood. He has opened the doors of his undying peace. The deity compensates the creature's claim. The creator bears the law of pain and death. A retribution smites the incarnate God. His love has paved the mortal's road to heaven. He has given his life and light to balance here the dark account of mortal ignorance. It is finished. The dread mysterious sacrifice offered by God's martyred body for the world. Gethsemane and Calvary are his lot. He carries the cross on which man's soul is nailed. His escort is the curses of the crowd. Insult and jeer are his rights' acknowledgement. Two thieves slain with him mock his mighty death. He has trod with bleeding brow the Saviour's way. He who has found his identity with God pays with the body's death his soul's vast light. His knowledge, immortal, triumphs by his death. Hewn, quartered on the scaffold as he falls, his crucified voice proclaims, I am God. Yes, all is God, peals back heaven's deathless call. The seed of Godhead sleeps in mortal hearts. The flower of Godhead grows on the world tree. All shall discover God in self and things. But when God's messenger comes to help the world and lead the soul of earth to higher things, he too must carry the yoke he came to unloose. He too must bear the pang that he would heal. Exempt and unafflicted by earth's fate, how shall he cure the ills he never felt? He covers the world's agony with his calm. But though to the outward eye no sign appears, and peace is given to our torn human hearts, the struggle is there, and paid the unseen price. The fire, the strife, the wrestle are within. He carries the suffering world in his own breast. Its sins weigh on his thoughts, its grief is his. Earth's ancient load lies heavy on his soul. Night and its powers beleaguer his tardy steps. The Titan adversary's clutch he bears. His march is a battle and a pilgrimage. Life's evil smites. He is stricken with the world's pain. A million wounds gape in his secret heart. He journeys sleepless through an unending night. Antagonist forces crowd across his path. A siege, a combat is his inner life. Even worse may be the cost, direr the pain. His large identity and all-harboring love shall bring the cosmic anguish into his depths. The sorrow of all living things shall come and knock at his doors and live within his house. A dreadful cord of sympathy can tie all suffering into his single grief and make all agony in all the worlds his own. He meets an ancient adversary force. He is lashed with the whips that tear the world's worn heart. The weeping of the centuries visits his eyes. He wears the blood-glued fiery centaur shirt. The poison of the world has stained his throat. In the marketplace of matter's capital, amidst the chafferings of the affair called life, he is tied to the stake of a perennial fire. He burns on an unseen original verge that matter may be turned to spirit stuff. He is the victim in his own sacrifice. The immortal, bound to earth's mortality, appearing and perishing on the roads of time, creates God's moment by eternity's beats. He dies that the world may be newborn and live. Even if he escapes the fiercest fires, even if the world breaks not in a drowning sea, only by hard sacrifice is high heaven earned. He must face the fight, the pang who would conquer hell. A dark concealed hostility is lodged in the human depths, in the hidden heart of time, that claims the right to change and mar God's work. A a secret enmity ambushes the world's march. It leaves a mark on thought and speech and act. It stamps stain and defect on all things done, till it is slain, peace is forbidden on earth. There is no visible foe, but the unseen is round us. Forces intangible besiege, touches from alien realms, thoughts not our own overtake us and compel the erring heart. Our lives are caught in an ambiguous net. An adversary force was born of old, invader of the life of mortal man. It hides from him the straight, immortal path. A power came in to veil the eternal light. A power opposed to the eternal will diverts the messages of the infallible word, contorts the contours of the cosmic plan. A whisper lures to evil the human heart. It seals up wisdom's eyes, the soul's regard. It is the origin of our suffering here. It binds earth to calamity and pain. This all must conquer who would bring down God's peace. This hidden foe, lodged in the human breast, man must overcome or miss his higher fate. This is the inner war without escape.